Two men wearing ski masks burst into the room and rushed over to us. The first man grabbed my arm. "Hey, what the—" I froze mid-sentence. A jolt of fear raced through me as I spotted the jagged scar running down his neck below his mask. Pharaoh's henchman, Scarface. Bob wheeled around to defend us, but Scarface whipped out a pistol from beneath his overcoat and held it to the side of my head. Attached to his gun was the long barrel of a silencer.
"Don't move, Chaney," Scarface growled. "We just want the boy. Frisk him, Marco."
The other man searched Bob. Hands raised, Bob said, "Leave him alone. He knows nothing."
"Shut up, Chaney. Pharaoh thinks otherwise."
"He's clean, boss," Marco said.
"Good. Tie him up."
Scarface yanked me, and we backed slowly toward the door. Mark slapped a piece of duct tape around Bob's mouth and wrapped his wrists with the silver adhesive. Scarface bumped against the door jamb and, in the distraction, relaxed his grip. With all my might, I wrenched free and elbowed his stomach. He yelped and doubled over. I jumped away, tripped, and fell. Bob, hands tied, sprang into action. He kicked Marco in the nose, sending the kidnapper to the ground, then stomped his ribs. Bob raced over and kicked Scarface's gun from his hand. The pistol clattered against the wall. Bob continued in a spin kick that whizzed by Scarface's nose. The two pounced on each other. Marco jumped in. Bob, hands bound, had no chance. Marco yanked Bob away while Scarface lunged for his pistol, turned, and aimed at Bob. With trembling hand, I slid my concealed pistol from beneath my jacket and brought it up. I cocked it with a click, click. The kidnappers whirled around in surprise. Scarface brought his gun around to aim at me. Water filled my eyes and everything turned blurry. Hands shaking, I closed my eyes and fired.